Section 3. Dangerous driving. Driving is one of the most important skills that a person will learn during their lifetime. A driver's ability to drive safely depends on several factors. Vision. Good vision is important for safe driving. Having trouble identifying traffic and roadway conditions, spotting potential trouble and responding to problems in a timely manner, may be a result of poor vision acuity. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, drivers should have eye examinations regularly. If a driver is required to wear corrective lenses, the driver should always wear them when driving. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night. Fatigue. Fatigue is extreme tiredness, typically resulting from mental or physical exertion or illness, repetitive tasks, or lack of sleep. Fatigue can affect a driver's vision and increase the time to make decisions. Drivers should avoid operating a vehicle while they are tired or fatigued. A driver's physical condition is very important. Drowsy driving is quickly becoming one of the nation's largest problems. A motorist who has been awake for an extended period of time will likely experience performance traits similar to that of someone who has been drinking. For example, a driver who is up for a continuous 18 hours will typically exhibit performance levels similar to that of a person with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, level of 0.05%. After 21 and 24 hours without sleep, performance mimics a BAC of 0.08% and 0.10%, respectively. Unlike drunk driving, there is no subjective or objective tool, such as a sleep breathalyzer, available to help law enforcement detect if a crash was the result of a driver operating on too little sleep. It is up to the driver to make the responsible choice to not drive if they are tired. Ways to avoid fatigue. Get adequate sleep. The average person needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep to maintain proper alertness during the day. During long trips, plan to stop at least every 2 hours to stretch or get a cup of coffee or soft drink. Before getting too tired, stop driving, pull off at the next exit or rest area to take a 15 to 20 minute nap or find a place to sleep for the night. Try not to drive late at night. Arrange for a travel companion to drive. Driver distractions. A distraction is anything that takes a driver's attention away from driving. Distracted driving is dangerous, and the risk of an accident, injury, death, or property damage is increased if a driver takes their eyes off the road or their hands off the steering wheel. Mental activities that take the operator's mind away from driving are just as dangerous. Use of electronic devices while driving. Pursuant to NH law, no person, while driving a moving motor vehicle upon a way or temporarily halted in traffic for a traffic control device, or other momentary delay, shall use any handheld mobile electronic device capable of providing voice or data communication, including but not limited to reading, composing, viewing, or posting any electronic message, or initiating, receiving, or conducting a conversation, or initiating a command or request to access the internet, or inputting information into a global positioning system or navigation device, or manually typing data into any other portable electronic device. An operator of a motor vehicle who holds a cellular telephone or other electronic device capable of voice communication in the immediate proximity of his or her ear while such vehicle is in motion is presumed to be engaging in a call. Drivers may make use of a cellular telephone or other electronic device capable of voice communication to report an emergency to the enhanced 911 system or directly to a law enforcement agency, fire department, or emergency medical provider. Only drivers over the age of 18 years of age may use one hand to transmit or receive messages on any non-cellular two-way radio. Use a Bluetooth-enabled or other hands-free electronic device, or a similar device that is physically or electronically integrated into a motor vehicle, for such a purpose to send or receive information provided the driver does not have to divert his or her attention from the road ahead. As used in this section, hands-free electronic device means a mobile electronic device that has an internal feature or function, or that is equipped with an attachment or addition, whether or not permanently part of such mobile electronic device, by which a user engages in conversation without the use of either hand, provided, however, this definition shall not preclude the use of either hand merely to activate, deactivate, or initiate a function of the telephone. to perform any action required by an ignition interlock device. When driving, avoid arguments and stressful or emotional conversations with passengers. Avoid eating while driving. Be sure children are properly and safely buckled up. Properly secure pets in a pet carrier or portable kennel. An operator must pay attention to the task of driving. They are responsible for operating a vehicle in a safe manner. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving occurs when an individual intentionally commits an action which endangers other persons or property. Some behaviors typically associated with aggressive driving include speeding, following too closely, unsafe lane changes, improperly signaling, and failing to obey traffic control devices, stop signs, yield signs, traffic signals, railroad-grade cross signals, etc. Concentrate on driving. Be patient and courteous to other users of the road. Alcohol, other drugs, and driving. Alcohol and other impairing drugs are involved in approximately 40% of all traffic crashes in which someone is killed each year. A blood alcohol content, BAC, level as low as 0.02% can affect a driver's ability to drive. Operators under 21 years of age. It is illegal for an operator under 21 years of age to have physical control of a vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or controlled drugs, prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs or any other chemical substances, natural or synthetic, which impair a person's ability to drive or while having an alcohol concentration 0.02 or more. Further, no driver under the age of 21 shall, except when accompanied by a parent, legal guardian or legal age spouse, transport any liquor or alcoholic beverage in any part of a vehicle. Effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs. Alcohol and other impairing drugs reduce a driver's judgment, vision, and reaction time. Judgment reduces the driver's ability to make clear and quick judgments while driving. Vision blurs vision, slows the driver's ability to focus, causes double vision, and reduces the ability to judge distance, speed, and the movement of other vehicles. Vision is impacted at 0.02 BAC for all drivers. Reaction time slows a driver's ability to process information and respond to the driving task. The best advice is not to drive a vehicle of any kind if alcohol or other drugs are consumed. Impairment starts with the first drink. Even one drink of alcohol can affect a person's ability to operate a motor vehicle. With one or more drinks in the bloodstream, a person can be impaired and could be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Never let a friend or relative drive if they have been drinking or taking impairing drugs. After drinking, there is nothing that will reduce the effects of alcohol except time. Coffee, food, fresh air, exercise, or cold showers might make a person more alert, but will not counter the effects of alcohol. Each ounce of alcohol consumed takes about an hour to go through the body. Impaired driving and the law. Any person who is convicted of a first offense of driving or operating under influence of drugs or liquor or driving or operating with excess alcohol concentration shall be guilty of a Class B misdemeanor, fined not less than $500, may face a loss of driving privileges for a period of 9 months to 2 years, and will be required to attend an approved impaired driver education program prior to restoration of driving privileges. Second and subsequent convictions subject the offender to higher fines, longer suspension times, and stronger penalties. Other impairing drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect the ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol, or worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and many of the drugs that may be purchased over-the-counter, without a prescription. Over-the-counter drugs. Over-the-counter drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies or those to calm nerves can make a driver drowsy and affect a person's ability to drive. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make a person feel nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and can affect the driver's vision. Before taking an over-the-counter drug, drivers should check the label on the product for warnings about its effect. If a driver is unsure whether it is safe to take the drug and drive, a driver should ask their doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Prescription drugs. Some prescription drugs can impact driving and can affect a driver's reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Prescription drugs, such as antidepressants, pain reducers, sleep aids, and sedatives will have an impact on driving safely. Drivers should check the label on the prescription and packaging before taking a drug for warnings about its effect. If a driver is unsure whether it is safe to take the drug and drive, a driver should ask their doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Illegal drugs. Illegal drugs can impact a driver's ability to drive and can affect a driver's reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Drugged driving is illegal and is as dangerous as drunk and distracted driving. Combining alcohol and other impairing drugs. A driver should never drink alcohol while taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own, which could severely impact a driver's ability to drive safely. Emotions. Emotions may interfere with a driver's ability to process information. Being overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed may affect a person's ability to drive safely. There are ways of dealing with emotions. A driver should take time to calm down before getting behind the wheel. Taking a short walk or nap prior to getting behind the wheel may help. Allow extra time for traffic or weather conditions. Have someone else drive.